From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Marano. Opening this Wednesday and running through March 22nd, 9 to 5, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater. New Yorker Michael McCrary is in town to direct this version of the movie-turned-play featuring Dolly Parton's hit song.
I think it's high energy. It always is moving. The use of the set is really cool. Once people come and see, they'll be able to see how we've incorporated really cool things to keep the locations moving. That's the most interesting part, I think, about this show is that it's constantly changing locations.
Two plays opening in the Roanoke Valley next week, the bromantic comedy Buddies, written by a Hollins MFA graduate at the Bear Theater in downtown Roanoke, March 13th through the 22nd, and at Attic Productions in Fincastle, March 12th through the 22nd, Southern Hospitality, described as a hilarious Southern fried hometown comedy. Wyatt Yule is the director.
This is a trilogy written by the group of playwrights that are known as Jones, Hope, Wooten. One of them actually was a writer for The Golden Girls years ago.
It's also the last weekend for The Shark is Broken at Showtime as Community Theater through this Sunday. Behind the scenes with the principal actors during the making of Jaws, Corey M. Stewart directs.
People that love Jaws, the people that may have just had a cursory glance of it, everyone is going to enjoy this.
The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra presents Shostakovich's Fifth, A Symphony of Change, at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater this Saturday evening, March 7th, with two guest piano soloists. David Stewart Wiley will conduct and play some piano.
It is a human testimony to what it was like to live under Stalin, just incredibly powerful. And on that program also, a concerto by Mozart featuring three piano soloists.
This Friday evening and all day Saturday, Arts Pop returns to the Taubman Museum of Art in downtown Roanoke. More than two dozen local arts and culture nonprofits will set up information tables. Some of them will perform short pieces in the auditorium at the Taubman. It's free admission. Katrina Singh King is Deputy Director of Engagement.
This event is always popular, and it's a great opportunity for families and individuals to come in and really learn about what all of the arts and cultural organizations are doing.
Speaking of the Taubman Museum, a conversation this Thursday with four artists who have recently donated pieces to the museum's permanent collection. New Works, New Voices. Cindy Peterson is the Taubman's executive director.
We have been really doing an outreach and effort to bring in new gifts into the permanent collection, and we have a selection of the 241 newly acquired works will be on view.
The New Voices, New Works panel discussion this Thursday at 6:30 is free, but registration is required. And then on this Sunday, Cindy Peterson will host a free panel discussion, A Lasting Vision, Building the Taubman Collection, with benefactors including Haywood Fralin among her guests.
All collectors that have been part of the museum and have, through their generosity, their vision, have shaped the museum's collection, looking to the past, looking backward, and looking forward.
Meet the artist selected to create a mural for the Eureka Park Recreation Center. Storyteller and educator S. Ross Brown at the Harrison Museum of African American Culture this Thursday at 5:30. And it's the first Friday of the month in downtown Roanoke, which means art galleries will be open late. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at RoanokeCulturalEndowment.org.